We're at 17 minutes after 4 o'clock on Downtown. Some words of wisdom first from Brenton Wood. There you go. It's Friday, heading on into the weekend. On a big afternoon still to come. Main coach Bob Walsh after the big victory over Albany today. He'll join us just a couple of minutes. Mark Cowan, Eastern Maine Sports, with our Hartley's High School Hoops Report. Dan Hannigan on the scene at Alphon as the Black Bear hockey team takes on UConn this weekend. Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly previewing tomorrow's game, and Danny Cashman of The Night Show. But first, we're so excited about this. A brand new feature on the program. Response has been phenomenal for this. It's our Angelo's Pizzeria High School Student of the Week, and we've had a ton of nominations come in. What we're looking for are those unsung heroes in our high schools who maybe don't get the attention that our athletes do, the people who excel in the classroom and other school organizations in the community as well. Ryan, you're the one who worked with our friends at Angelo's to make this happen, and they're very excited about doing something for the community as well.
Yeah, that was their whole plan when we started the whole thing, was they felt like there's a certain point where advertising just becomes saturation, and they were interested in doing something more that could help people that have helped them. And like I said, Nico's a recent American citizen, so he's really, really in tune with what he wants to do with the community. And I think it's interesting to see, like, when I go in there now and we talk about it, they can't get enough of the fact that people are coming up off the street, stopping in for a salad and bringing this up and saying what a good thing you're doing for the community.
Yeah, we appreciate Angelo's and their support of the program and all the people who have sent in nominations. And we had a tough choice this very first week, but we think we've got a good inaugural High School Student of the Week from Bangor High School. His name is Jonathan Muser. Let me tell you a little bit about Jonathan. He's in the high school chamber choir, the school's top choral performance group, the jazz choir. He's a self-taught guitarist who wowed everybody at the talent show last year, carries a 3.5 GPA with challenging courses, loves science, volunteered last summer with the University of Maine Stormwater Institute. And we could go on, but we thought it would be better to talk with somebody who knows him even better than we do. So we're joined right now by the principal at Bangor High School, Paul Butler. Paul, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, happy to be here, Rich. How's everybody at the Downtown Show?
Oh, we're doing just great, and thanks for coming on board. And tell us a little more about this terrific young man, Jonathan.
Well, I was listening to the lead-in, and I think I may have made an error because you said unsung heroes.
Well, and he's a,
and
he's
this
a,
kid can sing.
Yeah, he's a vocalist. That doesn't work.
And that's actually, Jonathan is somebody, of course, I've known since he arrived at Bangor as a ninth grader. And he's a senior now, and quietly kind of did his thing. He's been involved in science in the ways that you describe. But I almost came out of my chair last year at the talent show when Jonathan sang, and got to know him a little bit more. Of course, had seen him in the building, and it just so happened. I don't know if you know this story, Rich. You and I are both associated with Mr. James, our science department chair.
Yeah, absolutely.
In our baseball competitive life. And we were in the high school, my office in the high school on a Saturday when the email came in, and we looked at each other and thought quietly for a minute, and we both almost simultaneously said John Muser. And he's a natural choice because he is, I think, the embodiment of the type of thing that this this recognition is intended to do, find those students that are broadly talented, that aren't often associated with things, although that's not entirely the case with Jonathan, those things that are in the forefront because of his accomplishments as a singer. But more quietly, as I got to know Jonathan, I let him know that I was going to nominate him for the award and why, and I wanted to know more about it. And half an hour later, I had to cut the list short and realized I failed miserably in your request that nominations be a brief two or three sentences, because you can't capture Jonathan in two or three sentences.
Yeah, I don't like him because he's got a more impressive resume as a senior in high school than I have. We mentioned his work last summer at the Stormwater Institute. He's engaged in research right now on aquaponics, specifically the study of methods of sustainable plant cultivation that improve nutrient absorption, plant growth, and energy efficiency. Jonathan sees this research having broad application worldwide, and he's developed an aquaponics system that he hopes to give to the school to serve as a learning resource in the coming years. What were you doing at 18, Ryan?
I made macaroni and cheese for lunch today,
actually. There you go.
Yeah, and it was the mixed kind.
And he's been involved with Boy Scouts as well, worked in a number of community service projects. Well, we think Jonathan is just a perfect example of the type of young person we're looking to honor here, so we're happy to do this. He'll receive a certificate, a beautiful one that Stack has created, honoring the accomplishment, a free large pizza from our friends at Angelo's Pizzeria on Hammond Street in Bangor, and will be eligible for a cash award that the one young person will get at the end of the year. So Paul Butler, principal of Bangor High School, first of all, thanks so much for bringing Jonathan Musier to our attention, and thanks for coming on to talk with us about it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a terrific program, and we were happy to have the first. That's terrific, and Jonathan and his mom and dad are thrilled. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Paul Butler, Bangor High School principal, and congratulations to John Musier of Bangor High, our first Angelo's Pizzeria High School Student of the Week. Pretty cool.